Branson, Missouri. Oh, I suppose it's been about 20, 25 years ago now that the Lord dealt with me in an amazing way. He gave me, I'd say, a revelation of the power in the blood of Jesus. I was looking for the glory in the church, and I was seeing lots of attacks upon people. We see a lot of attacks now, a lot of attacks of sickness on the believers. We had an attack. I know it was an attack of the devil last night trying to blow away Branson. And so this is the enemy. And I sought God. Why are we seeing all this? And he helped me to see something in the Bible. He said, what did I tell you would happen in the last days? He said, I told you that Satan, seeing his time is short, has great wrath, seeing whom he can destroy. That's Revelation 12. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. He said, all these attacks that are happening on people, everything that you see, this is Satan. Now, you're going to overcome him the way I said you overcame him, by the blood of the Lamb. But he said to me, one of the things you have to understand is that it is Satan. And the only way to constant victory. In this, I came across a book by Mrs. C. Newsom. Now, I'm reading to you right now out of my book, The Blood and the Glory, which came out of the revelation God gave me. He said, I found my answer. How is this happening to Christians? And in Mrs. C. Newsom's book, in chapter 7, her book is entitled The Life of Faith. And I knew that this was the first book on faith that Kenneth Hagin ever read. I was up at Raymond not long ago, and Brother Ken Hagin, Pastor Hagin, he brought out a little green Samsonite suitcase, and it was trimmed in ivory, and I had had one like that that was given me as a graduation present from high school. And it was a small one, and it wasn't a huge one. He said, Pastor Ken Hagin said, this was Dad's book bag. And he said he took books in it wherever he went. He would take the current books that he was reading and studying. He was a great man to study. But there were two books he never left behind. Mrs. C. Newsom's The Life of Faith and Lillian Yeoman's books on healing. He always read from one of those every night before he went to bed. So Mrs. C. Newsom was an old-timer. And Brother Hagin, I had read in a book where he said the old-timers knew something about pleading the blood. The old-timers in Pentecost, Brother Hagin said, understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That's scriptural. So in my study of the blood, and he's giving me this revelation of the blood, I got her book, The Life of Faith. And in chapter 7, which is entitled, Hold Fast That Which You Have, she exposed the doors Satan uses to enter and take a place. Now, we're told in the book of Ephesians, neither give place to the devil. So she shows how he can take a place. She writes, we are all in the camp of the enemy and are subject to his attacks in spirit, soul, and body. But God says, give no place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. That means that he cannot take a place in us when he attacks us if we do not let him. We open the door, the way for him to come in if we sin. This sinning in word, deed, or thought gives place for the devil to do us harm. The first door she mentioned that the devil might use is obvious, is sin. Well, we thank God for the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin and makes us new creations when we're born again. And we thank God if we sin after we're born again, we can take advantage of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is the blood in either case which cleanses us and closes the door of opportunity to the devil. But when I read what she had to say about another door, I knew what I had what I was looking for. An opening Satan uses to inflict the innocence and how to keep it closed. Now this is her writing. God's remedy always accomplishes just what God says it will accomplish. Overcome the enemy. But watchfulness is the price of constant victory. Be vigilant. Watch all the time, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Watchfulness is the price of constant victory. The word says, be vigilant. That means watch all the time, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Our enemy is so set on our destruction that he never sleeps or neglects to follow after us to destroy us. How sad that we who have so much at stake should be less diligent than he, Mrs. Newsom writes. A failure to watch gives the devil a place in us or permits him to return. I say unto all, watch. We are not safe from his attacks without the blood of Jesus. As soon as we waken in the morning, we should cry for the blood to be upon us, within us, around us, and between us, and all evil, and the author of evil. And the last thing before we sleep, we should in the same way cry out for the protection of the blood. Now, in the blood, we're going to go to the Bible right here in Exodus chapter 12. And here is a revelation to us from the Word of God of the power of the blood. The Jews are leaving Egypt. They finally had the last plague, the 10th plague. And that was the firstborn died. And so the Lord told them what to do when they leave Egypt. He said, this is Exodus 12, 3. Speak unto the congregation of Israel and say, in the 10th of this month they shall take for them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. It's to be a male lamb without blemish of the first year. Verse 6, you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they eat it. They shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire. Let nothing of it remain, verse 10, until morning. Verse 11, and thus shall you eat it, and your loins girded, your feet, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover, Hebrew word Pesach. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Now remember that Pharaoh already sowed the seed for this when he tried to kill all the boy babies and Moses escaped. And so now that's what's going to come upon him. And this is verse 12. And the Lord told him, you kill that little lamb, you dip it hyssop in there, that little plant hyssop, and you put blood on your doorpost across the top and on the sides. And he said, this will be my Passover. I will execute judgment tonight. I am Jehovah. Now, the judgment of sin is death. It's been judged since the beginning. And the judgment has been due every man since Adam fell. But God held it back. But this night, he's going to remove his hand of protection, and we're going to find out that it's the destroyer, it's Satan, that kills the firstborn. We're going to find that out right here from the Word of God. I'm not making this up. You can see it yourself. But God's going to lift his hand up, and he's going to let that destroyer. But he says in verse 13, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it to the Lord in all your generations. So they have. The Jews keep it every year. Every year they do Pesach. They go through all this story. And so then the Lord again says in verse 21, Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take a lamb according to your families and kill a Passover. You shall take a bunch of hyssop, that's a little plant, dip it in the blood that's in the basin, strike the lintel, the top cross piece, and the two side piece with the blood that is in the basin. Now listen to this. And none of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, Jehovah will pass over the house and will not allow the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. All mankind deserve judgment. All mankind deserve to die. The destroyer is the devil. He would rather have killed the children of Israel. He would rather have killed their firstborn. But God made a plan. It involved blood. That blood stood for, Jesus is called in the New Testament, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. That little lamb stood for the blood of the Lamb that it was slain before the foundation of the world and would eventually be slain on Calvary's hill, Calvary's tree. So they had to put that symbolic blood. Now there was no power in that blood of that little lamb, but it stood for the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And what they did, they drew a bloodline. They drew a bloodline with that blood that they drew around their houses. And when Satan came, he could not pass that bloodline. All you had to do for your family to be safe, let's say you were the father of the house, you had to keep them behind that bloodline. That speaks to us. We can draw a bloodline. We are to be behind a bloodline. In my book, The Blood and the Glory, I told the story of Brother Stevens. And this was told me by Don Gossett. In fact, it's in his book. And Brother Stevens and his wife had gone to Canada, and they had had great meetings. And they were from Tennessee. This was years ago. And they left their children in the care of their grandparents. And so they were having such results in that revival that the devil came to Brother Stevens and said, I'm going to kill your children while you're gone. He said, oh, no, you're not. He said, yes, I am. You know there's been reports of foxes seen all around your farm. I'm going to put rabies on them. They're going to bite your children. They're going to die. So Brother Stevens and his wife and the other pastor and his wife, where they were preaching, they got together and they drew a bloodline. They drew a bloodline around the Stevens farm. 2 or 3 weeks later, he got a letter from his brother. It was before cell phones. And the brother said, foxes have dropped dead all around your property line. I sent off their heads and they're rabied. He drew a bloodline. It stopped it. You drew a bloodline around your house. Chip drew a bloodline around his house. And that bloodline still works. You can draw a bloodline around you and yours and all that they have. Bless the Lord. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Rahab the harlot did that very thing. We'll send you this book, The Blood and the Glory. It's for now. And we'll send it to you for a special price. I don't know what the special price would be because I don't know what they're charging for it. But you just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and say, I need a special price on Billy Brim's book, The Blood and the Glory. Fear not. We'll see you tomorrow.